audience of men on Starring Jack Benny with Mary Livingston, Dennis A. Rochester, and yours truly, Don Wayne Goodman. With the Buy It Our Meat and Meat product. You can help keep your fit for their jobs here at home if you plan more meals around other nutritious foods that are still crispy and plentiful. Among these foods are whole grain, delicious, toasty brown grape nut flakes. Grape nut flakes bring you the valuable nourishment of natural and vitamins, niacin and vitamin B1 for good appetite, steady nerves, and energy. Full of malty rich for your family. Enjoy America's most distinctive flake cereal, grape nut flakes. Delicious, nutritious, and thrifty. That was Hallelujah, played by the orchestra. Now, ladies and gentlemen, from New York City, we bring you that reckless playboy who's been known to light a cigar with a Raleigh cigarette coupon, Jack Benny!
Thank you. Hello again, this is Jack Benny talking. And Don, it was nice of you to call me a playboy, but you're wrong this time. As a matter of fact, I haven't been out of my hotel since we got here Thursday.
Oh, you haven't?
No, you see, you know, like a darn fool, I left my money belt in Los Angeles. So I got in town broke, you know.
Well, why in the world didn't you write out a check?
I did write out a check. That's why I couldn't leave the hotel.
What do you mean?
Well, at the Acme Plaza, where I'm staying, the manager locked you in the basement until your check goes through the bank. Imagine 4 days listening to a boiler hiss at me. I thought I was playing low state again. Oh, it was awful, huh?
But, Jack, why are you staying at the Acme Plaza? I hear it's an awfully run-down joint.
Oh, no. No, Don. They fixed it up now. They even got a new rope for the elevator. And incidentally, it's one of the few hotels in New York that has girl bellhops.
Girl bellhops? Say, that's a novelty. What sort of uniforms do they wear?
Sweaters. I forget the rest. Oh, but they're awfully cute, though.
Hello, Jack. How's the boy?
Oh, fine, Benny. How are you? Hey, Don, I'd like you to meet Benny Goodman. You know, he's our guest conductor this week.
Oh, how do you do, Mr. Goodman? I'm mighty glad to know you.
Hey, Jack, is this the guy that was shooting off his mouth all through my opening band number?
Well, that was, That was the commercial. He does that every week. Don't you ever listen to my program?
No, what night are you on?
Well, I'm now. Hello, Mary.
Hello, Jack. Who's the character with the clarinet?
That's Benny Goodman. Oh, Benny, this is Mary Livingston, our comedian.
Hello, Benny.
Hello, Miss Livingston. I've sure been looking forward to this.
Phil Harris, Abe Lyman, Benny Goodman. I have yet to have a band leader who can read English. No kidding.
Well, how are you, Mary? I haven't seen you since we got off the train. Where are you stopping?
Oh, I'm at the Cherry Netherlands, and boy, is it swanky there.
What do you mean, swanky?
I ordered a 3-decker sandwich yesterday, and the waiter launched it with a bottle of champagne.
Well, that's pretty swanky, all right, but give me the good old Acme Plaza.
The Acme Plaza. I can't understand why you stay there, Jack.
Well, for one thing, they have very reasonable rats.
And their rates are reasonable, too. It's a lovely spot.
You know, Barry, Jack tells me they've got girl bellhops there.
Oh, so that explains it.
Explains what?
I looked in your diary, and it says, Geraldine is beautiful. Tip 25 cents.
Well, Geraldine carried my trunk up. That's worth a quarter. Pretty heavy, you know. Oh, hello. Hello, Dennis.
Hello, Mr. Benny. Oh, boy, you ought to see the hotel I'm staying at. They have girl bellhops, girl desk clerks, girls everywhere.
Well, where are you stopping, kid?
At the YWCA.
Well, I'd like to find out just one thing, Dennis. How can a man check into the YWCA?
Only a tenor could do it.
Oh. Well, Dennis, I think... Dennis, I hope Fred Allen is listening in. We're getting a lot of laughs tonight. Dennis, I think it's about time for a song. Go ahead, kid. Hold it. Come in.
Salutations, Mountebank. Falstaff brings you greetings from Fred Allen.
Greetings from Allen?
That is precisely why I am here.
Oh, well, go ahead.
I bring you greetings from Fred Allen, who's listening to your show today. He's sitting by an open window, hoping the smell will go away.
Falstaff,
come back here. I've got a message for you. In a dream, the strangest and the oddest things appear. And what insane and silly things we do. Here is one I see before me, vividly and clear. As I recall it, you are in it too. I have a craziest dream last night. Yes, I did. I never dreamt it could be. Yes, there you were in love with me. I found your lips close to mine, so I kissed you. And you didn't mind it at all. When I'm away, such a break never happens. How long can a boy go on there's a chance that you care, then please say you do. Say it and make my crazy dream come true. For I kissed you and you didn't mind it at all. When I'm awake, such a break never happens. How long can I die on dreaming? If there's a chance that you can, then please say you do. Baby, say it and make my craziest dream
The Craziest Dream, sung by Dennis Day and accompanied by Benny Goodman and his orchestra. And Benny, that was a swell musical background. It was really okay.
Thanks, Jack.
I'm sure glad you got Benny Goodman instead of that band you wanted to hire for tonight.
What band?
Sammy Slotnick and a Staten Island Hawaiian.
Well? Well, they play snappy music.
And that slogan of theirs, swing and get a hot, Nick, with Sammy Slotnick.
I thought that was stolen from somebody. Now, wait a minute, Mary. Listen, Mary.
Yes,
now, when that happens to be a very good orchestra.
Well, Jack, if they're so good, why aren't they here tonight?
Because due to an oversight, they joined the wrong union. They're allowed to pick the sink, but they can't play musical instruments. Anyway, Goodman, you're all right. You can follow Phil Harris, and that's a pretty tough assignment.
That's a real compliment, Jack, because I think Phil has one of the finest musical organizations in the country.
And now, ladies, and...
What?
Did you hear that, Mary?
Well, Jack, you know how musicians are. They always stick together.
Yeah, it's the same way with actors. You never hear one actor running down another one. And now, folks...
I'm an actor, and I don't like you.
What? What did you say, kid?
Oh, is my mouth open? I was only thinking.
Only thinking. Well, just be careful what you're thinking about, Dennis. The first thing you know, there'll be a whole... I'll take it. Hello? Well, Gary. Yeah, I've been expecting your call, Gary. Where are you, Gary?
That must be Indiana. It can't be Gary Cooper.
Quiet. Yeah? Yeah, well, sure, Gary. I'm all set and raring to go. Where are you, Slim?
Oh, Slim Somerville. That's more like it.
Not Slim Somerville. It's Gary, Indiana. I mean, Cooper. Where are you, Gary? Say, that's just around the corner. Okay, come right over. Well, goodbye. Gee, I'm glad he could make it. You know, fellas, Gary and I are going to do the town tonight.
Say, Mr. Benny, when Gary Cooper comes up, I've got a swell gag I want to pull on him.
A gag? What is it?
Well, you know how tall Mr. Cooper is.
Yeah?
Well, when you introduce me to him, I'm going to say, hello, Gary, how's the weather up there?
How's the weather up there?
Don't you like it, Mr. Benny?
No, it's awful.
You just hate me because I got blood.
Listen, I don't hate you, Dennis, but that's an old corny gag.
Oh, yeah? A guy out in the alley sold it to me for a dollar.
You gave a dollar and got that?
Also a package of postcards.
Well, Dennis, if I were you, I'd just... Hey, that must be Gary now. Come in. Well, hello, Gary. Come on in.
Hiya, Jack. Are you all set to go?
I'll be ready to leave in a few minutes, Gary, and then we'll have a hot time. Are you ready to do the town?
Yep. I got a street guide and my snowshoes and everything.
Well, you're all set.
Yep.
Tell you what, Gary, I figure we start out...
Well, Jack, introduce me.
Oh, yes, pardon me. Say, Gary, I'd like to have you meet my gang. This is Mary Livingston.
Well, this is a pleasure, Miss Livingston.
Kiss me, my love.
What? What did you say?
Oh, was my mouth open? I was only thinking.
She's so thrilled, Gary. And, oh, Gary, this is Don Wilson and Benny Goodman.
Hello, fellas.
And Dennis Day, our young tenor.
Hello, Dennis. How's the weather down there?
Hey, That's all right, Gary.
Hey, what happened?
Never mind. No kidding, Gary. That's a swell gag.
Yeah, you ought to see the postcards they got with it.
Hey, excuse us, fellas. Say, Gary, as long as you and I are stepping out tonight, you know, the hot spots and everything, did you call up any girls?
Nope.
Well, don't you know any girls?
Yep.
Well, don't they like me?
Nope.
Oh, well, I'll get the girls myself. I've got my little red book right here.
Some book. Lillian Russell, Anna Held, Annette Kellerman.
Stop teaching. Well, don't worry, Gary. We're bound to bump into some cuties the places we're going. Now, Don. Oh, just a second, Gary. Hello?
Hello, Mr. Benny. This is Rochester.
Oh, hello. Rochester, it's about time you were phoning me. Where are you?
I'm up in Harlem, boy.
Harlem?
That's an old Dutch settlement that's gone hidey-ho.
I know all about it. Look, why is it, Rochester, that every time we come to New York, I can never find you? Where have you been for 4 days?
I got lost in the dim out up here in Harlem.
Well, listen. There's a dim out down here, too.
It ain't as dim as our dim out.
I don't want any excuses. 4 days in Harlem.
Well, I got business up here, boss.
Business by foot. I can just see you now. You're sitting there with a cigar in one hand, a Tom Collins in the other, and a girl on your lap.
Is Tom Collins in my right hand or my left hand?
It's in your right hand.
That's amazing. He's psychic, honey.
Now, look, Rochester, you're still working for me, and I want you to be at my hotel bright and early tomorrow morning. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Oh, say, boss.
Now what?
Are you going to wear your new overcoat while you're in New York?
Which one?
The one I'm getting so many compliments on.
Yes, and bring it back. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
I want that coat. Well, Benny, Gary and I are going to run along now, so, how about a good hot band number?
Okay, Jackson.
Come on, Gary, let's go. Boy, are we going to burn up the town.
Oh, fine. Sleepy time down south and Old Man River going to burn up the town.
Well, we are. Hey, what, Gary, what spot we hit first, kid?
Well, Jack, I haven't been to Grant's Tomb yet or the planetarium.
Grant's Tomb?
Yep.
The planetarium?
Yep.
Well, don't you want to go to a nightclub?
Nope.
Okay, stubborn head, let's go. The planetarium, and I went and took a nap this afternoon. Well, so long, fellas. See you later. on, Gary. We've seen enough. What do you say we get out of here?
Nope.
Look, Gary, we walked across the Brooklyn Bridge. We saw the Statue of Liberty. We fed the pigeons in Central Park. Now let's go to a nightclub.
Quiet, Jack. I'm trying to listen.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our visit to the stars, which has been unfolded to you in this magnificent planetarium.
All right, magnificent.
That'll be 25 cents. Please pay as you exit.
25 cents. This is not me, Gary.
No, Jack. This time I'll take my shoe off.
No, I have it right here. Come on, let's go.
Wait a minute, Jack. I want to see what they got in this other room.
Okay. Sanitarium. Wow, this is a big hall. You hear that, Gary? There's an echo in here.
Hello there.
I'm Jack Benny. And this is Gary Cooper.
What's he doing with you?
Oh, shut up. Come on, Gary. Let's go to a nightclub. A sightseeing bus. Fine evening I'm having. Are you having fun, Gary?
Yep.
There he goes with that yup again.
All attention, please, folks. We are now approaching that famous thoroughfare known as the Bowery. On the right is the old Bowery Mission. On the left is the Bucket of Blood Saloon.
Gee.
And that stuff directly ahead of us is the Acme Plaza Hotel.
It is not.
Boy, what a cloud.
You know, Jack, you can't appreciate how high the Empire State Building is till you walk up here like we're doing.
Listen, Gary. When do we get to the top?
We're there now.
Boy, it's cold up here. I'll go back to the planetarium.
Isn't this a wonderful view, Jack?
Yeah. Now, there goes my hat. My brand new hat.
Your toupee just took off.
That's a pigeon.
With a part in it?
All right. Now, please, Gary, let's get out of here and go up to Times Square where there's some action. How about it?
Yep.
Thank heaven. Well, Gary, here we are on Broadway. Are you thrilled?
Yeah.
Excuse me.
It's all right. You can say yippee. You don't have to be afraid. Yes, sir. Glittering, glamorous Broadway. Well, Olson and Johnson are still going strong. Yes, sir. Gosh, Broadway is crowded tonight.
Papers, magazines, all the latest magazines here.
Wait a minute, Gary. I want to get a copy of Movie Story Magazine. I hear that my picture is on the cover. A copy of Movie Story Magazine, buddy.
You bought them all this morning.
No, are you the same guy? You ought to see it, Gary. There's a swell picture of me right on the cover.
Gee, I wish I could get my picture on one of those magazines.
You will one of these days. let's go on.
Going right in for all seats. The Big Charlie Show is about to start.
Hey, Gary, look at those posters, huh?
Hark, Ziggity, you think we oughta? Oh, forget it.
No, what are we going to say, Gary?
Well, I thought we might go in and see. Oh, shucks. Let's go home.
No. Nothing doing, Gary. Come on. I came out for a little excitement tonight. I'm going to have it. Two tickets, please.
Come on. Big girly show on the inside, folks. Step in line, lad.
After all is said and done, there is really always one.
Hey, here's two good seats, Gary, if we can get this guy to put his seat down.
Huh? Oh, going into our feature attraction, ladies and gentlemen, I will pass among you with Broadway Sam's individually wrapped bonbon. Hurry a box for a quarter. Open it up, and you will find inside a $1 bill, a $5 bill, or a gold wristwatch. Don't eat the candy. It's lousy.
I can imagine. Huh?
Who'll be the first to make one of these prize packages?
I think I'll buy one, Jack.
Oh, don't be a sucker, Gary.
But it's only a quarter. I might find the gold wristwatch.
Might find. They always say that.
Right after this conference, folks, I expect to make a change.
Oh, shut up.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, for the feature attraction you've all been waiting for, the famous dancer and international favorite, Miss Fifi LaRose.
She's a pip, isn't she, Gary?
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Dropped her coat.
Gary! Now put your elbow down so I can't see anything.